the show today, we have Desert Financial Credit Union's very own Emma Garcia talking about $30,000 in scholarships up for grabs from the credit union, and that's only the beginning, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Emma Garcia from Desert Financial Credit Union. How are you, Emma?
Very good. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, this is a really cool story that I really enjoy doing these give back stories like we were talking before the recording. And you guys have $30,000 in scholarships up for grabs from Desert Financial Credit Union. And congrats on the new name, by the way. I love the new name. So it's a really appropriate, I think. So can you tell us more about your scholarship program and what it means to the community?
Yeah, definitely. This is our 15th year offering this program, and it was really a way for us to look at ways that we can give back to our community more significantly. Mm-hmm. We know that there's amazing students doing great work in our community that, you know, are really out there making a difference, and so we wanted to find ways to provide that support and ideally an incentive for students to want to be more involved in our community. It's something that we strongly believe in, and so we felt it was a great alignment with our values, a great way to give back and support young people to make even greater contributions.
Indeed. And so, but there's, I've read further into the story here, and there's not just $30,000 in scholarships up for grabs, but you guys intend to give or provide $7 million back to the community this year. So that's a pretty hefty amount of money going back in the community, which is great. So how will these funds be divided up, and what kind of sparked all this?
It's an exciting time for us with our new name. We wanted to be able to celebrate our roots in terms of our commitment to sharing our success. At the same time, we wanted to give back to our community in a significant way. And so $5 million of that is through a member give back bonus that will be, actually was just distributed a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So our members were very nicely surprised to see deposits in their accounts. So that's one big component of the give back. But we also plan on doing a variety of different initiatives throughout the year that include some amazing gifts and prizes for our members, and then also a significant step up in the work that we're doing in our community. Through the launch of our new foundation, the Desert Financial Foundation, so it's really a renewed commitment and a celebration of our new name and just overall a way for us to significantly contribute back to just our members and our community.
Mm-hmm. I can say, hey, this is a pretty good way to kick off your foundation with this type of stuff. So how will the funds be divided up again?
Yeah, so a significant amount will be given also to our various different nonprofit partners that are helping our community. And our largest portion of the give back will go actually back to our members.
Okay.
A $5 million member gift.
Nice.
Our members are super excited to be sharing in our success in that way. But they're also very excited about our role in the community. And they've been very adamant about one of the reasons they want to do business with us is because they believe that it's important that financial institutions be active in their communities and giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a great way for us to create a sense of community and to really feel like there's things that we could do to make a difference and make our community a better.
Yeah, I think you guys are spot on there. So, and speaking of that, I mean, what is the impact these scholarships have on your community? Because that certainly gets you guys kind of firmly entrenched. Because, I mean, you were formerly Desert Schools, so you're very firmly entrenched in the school atmosphere, environment in that town. So what impact does it have on the community and the schools?
It's a reaffirmation of our commitment to education, right? I think this is something that has always been a root of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an important way that we can help young people to pay off, very costly education. At the same time, we're seeing some amazing work on behalf of the young people that are going to the scholarship. And so it's a great way to make an impact in the community in that way as well.
Yeah.
One of the requirements is that the students continue to go to college in state. And so it's a way to retain kind of that.
Good for you.
And they're making great contributions. Some of these students are starting their own nonprofits, providing their own programs. They're very innovative and resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
They're passionate and committed to really helping the community. And so it's a great way to acknowledge and support those students and at the same time to provide an incentive for other young people that want to be able to do that in the community as well. So our schools are very supportive and appreciative of just the program itself. I think we're close to almost $500,000 of scholarships that we've given over the last 15 years.
Wow, good for you guys. Good for you. And then keeping it in state too. I mean, you guys got some great schools there, University of Arizona, Arizona State, Northern Arizona, and plenty more there. So really kind of cool. So what are the goals? What are the goals of this program? What do you guys want to achieve here?
We want to continue to expand the program, and we plan to do so through the Desert Financial Foundation. But I think most importantly, it's a way for us to communicate, you know, the importance of being involved in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So because the students are required to perform a minimum of 50 hours of volunteer service that calendar year right before their senior year,
mm-hmm.
You know, we see students that are doing up to 150, 200.
Wow.
But I think it's really, you know, helped create a culture around volunteerism amongst young people. And we know that people who volunteer, you know, are happier, are healthier, they make significant contributions to the community, and, you know, they build a sense of compassion and commitment to helping others.
Yep.
And I think it reflects very nicely with the volunteer program that we have for our staff here.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff here, we also coordinate a program for, and they're volunteering upwards of 5,000 hours a year.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just created a great way for us to really, share our values and support those that, you know, are really making a difference.
Indeed. Yes, yeah, so cool, so cool. So what does this say about the generosity of credit unions? Because not many industries do stuff like this. I mean, there's like, it seems like fewer and fewer are, but credit unions continually step up in this area. I mean, there's no slowing down, and you guys are a perfect example of that. So what do you think it says about the generosity of this industry?
I think it's such an important way for us to tell our story and for us to really demonstrate to our community and our membership that this is such a different model, right? This is a great way that we can share success, and that's what credit unions are about. And so being able to very visibly provide support through this year of giving, through our scholarship program, through our foundation,
mm-hmm.
really conveys that message. And it's more than, you know, a marketing spin or a campaign. It's a real commitment to trying to make our community a better place to live. And I think that's what credit unions are about, and that's what people are looking for. They really are looking for a different way of doing business, and I think it's something that really tells our story and people are going to value, and it's a great way for us to continue to support and share our success with them.
Indeed. Yeah, I think this says that Desert Financial goes way deeper than a transaction, goes way deeper than, you know, a deposit. This is, you guys are doing something to help out the community grow and thrive and all that type of stuff. So great stuff there. Great stuff. Emma, thanks again for taking time out. You guys there in the desert, keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you. We'll do it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.